nothing like a little bit of blind faith to help find our way home on this gorgeous night in early June. Welcome to Epic the Blog, guys. This is Zach Whack the Crack, the Schnack, whatever you want to call me. I could be Mo, I could be Joe, I could be Eskimo. I don't give a shit. Call me whatever you want. This is my podcast. This is your podcast. We're here together to listen to some good music and enjoy. We have a lot on tap for tonight, and I hope you guys like it. I sure do. So this is episode 2, and you know what? I appreciate all the positive comments I've gotten and the, you know, the good constructive criticism about episode 1, and I take it all to the heart. I do. We will play a lot more music. We will definitely talk more. And again, we have an email address now. It's epicthepodcast, literally spelled epicthepodcast@gmail.com. So email me if you have any requests, or if you have a birthday coming up, or anything that deserves some sort of attention. Definitely send it over my way. We're always looking for some new shtick to add to the show, so that too. So remember, epicthepodcast@gmail.com, and we're working on some other forms of social networking too. Anyway, here is Richard Thompson with 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, literally one of my favorite songs and one of my favorite versions of it. Enjoy.
Vincent Black Lightning, 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down to Box Hill. They did ride. Says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. But if fate should break my stride, well then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Taking young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast, it is just left nothing inside. Come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Nortons and Indians and Greaves and Harleys won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Well, he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to here's Pete again. Pete's going to play some whistle in this song.
And that was 1952 Black Vincent Lightning by Richard Thompson, live acoustic. One of the best acoustic guitar players in the world. He's one of those musicians, you know, like musicians love him. They ask any rock star out there, you know, any guitar player who they look up to, they will, one of their guys will be Richard Thompson. I promise you. Anyway, it's a big weekend here in New York. We've Governor's Ball starting today, probably in a few hours. I, of course, won't be there. Maybe some miracle will happen, and I will get there tomorrow. I don't know how that'll happen, but you never know. Nothing would please me more to go see Jack White tomorrow night after the shows that we saw last summer here in the city were just so incredible. And his whole shtick with the guy band and the girl band, it's just so cool. And I've only had a few minutes in the last couple of days to listen to his new album. And so far, I like it. I mean, I don't know if it's as good as Blunderbuss, last year's album, but it's definitely good. Here's a track called Alone at Home from his new album. Enjoy.
I'm becoming a ghost, becoming my bones break through, but they hurt less as time goes on. And alone, I build my own home to be sure that nobody can touch me now.
That was just Jack White with Alone in My Home off his new album, Lazaretto, which came out this past Tuesday. And he will be headlining tomorrow night's Governor's Ball at Randall's Island, which I will not be at, obviously, unless someone surprises me with a free ticket, which would always be nice. Let's just get to some more music. Here's something that should get you dancing. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Does that not get any more fun than that? LCD Sound System, Us Versus Them, off their London Sessions album, which was a live album that was recorded in the studio, whatever that means. Whatever, I just shake my head and say, okay, you know, it sounds amazing. That's all that really matters, I think. Anyway, I guess we're on the roll here, so let's just play some more music. Here's some Leonard Cohen for you, Tower of Song. Enjoy.
My friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. Sorry, baby, doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. Ah, they don't let a woman kill you. Tower of Song. Say that I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor, and there's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, I hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we lost. We'll never have to lose it again. Now I bid you farewell, I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
Tower of Song by Mr. Leonard Cohen, really one of the most respected singer-songwriters out there. I saw him live with my wife a couple years ago, and for a guy pushing 80, it's just unbelievable what this guy, the showmanship this man has. His voice is just, it gets better with his age. It's like he's like a fine wine. That sounds a little ridiculous saying that, but really, you listen to his famous performance from the Isle of Wight in 1969, and you compare it to his voice now. It's just so much better now. It's just this rich, it's almost scary tone, you know. And you know, there's that particular song. There's a documentary about him. I actually saw the premiere at when I was at Sundance. It was produced by The Edge from U2, the guitar player of U2. And Tim Bono, I think the other guy in U2 that no one knows his name, they're all big Leonard Cohen fans. And it's basically about different artists talking about him and covering his music. But it all culminates, the end is U2 playing Tower of Song with Leonard Cohen. And it's just unbelievable. It's really an unbelievable version. I think you could YouTube it. So I highly suggest you do that. Anyway, let's keep it going. Let's play some more music. Here's some Pearl Jam. Enjoy.
Oh, can you see this now? Oh, I am myself like you.
By Pearl Jam. That was actually, I guess you can call it, the first Pearl Jam song. Eddie actually, he recorded that totally in his head while, you know, those two chords just going, and he just kind of recorded those lyrics. And the band actually got a hold of that tape and heard Eddie's voice and said, this guy needs to be our singer. Now, most people don't know that. Most people think Eddie started the band, but that's totally not the case. Yeah, so I recently started reading Keith Richards' autobiography off a friend's recommendation. And I have to say, it's some crazy motherfucking shit, man. I'm only 50 pages in, and this guy's book has gotten me, like, gasping for air a couple of times. Like, it's just insane what these guys used to do and what they were able to get away with back in the 70s. It kind of makes me wish sometimes, you know, that I could have been around back then. You know, but this, nowadays it's just not the same anymore. I know we spoke about this a little bit last week, so I'm not going to bitch about it anymore. Let's just play some more music in the vein of Keith Richards. Here you go.
I'm so up for her. I'm on fire for her. I'm so up for her. She
That's always fun. Rolling Stones, She's So Cold on this hot June day here on Friday. It's Friday. That's great, you know. It's dawned on me just now, you know. I started recording this last night and I'm finishing it now. That's the great thing about these types of things. You could just stop and do them, stop and do them. Anyway, I actually got one request. My first request as a podcaster. A little bit of a strange one, but I got to play it since it's a request. I was asked for it to be remain not anonymous, which is kind of annoying because I would like to pride myself on who my fans are. But I don't know why you want to stay anonymous with you. People are embarrassed that they listen to my show. You know, I mean, I guess I don't blame you. I wouldn't listen to myself either, you know. Anyway, if you're listening, I thank you. I really do. And, you know, I will call you guys out to see if you are listening, if you tell me you are, you know. So, you know, I will, in the middle of an episode, I'll say something, hey, Mike, code 96, you know, and you'll have to know that shit. Again, also, we have an email address now. It's epictheblog@gmail.com. You can email requests there or questions or anything you want. Anyway, here's that request. You can take a guess at what song it is and who it is, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. Enjoy. Alrighty. I never thought I would ever have Nine Inch Nails on my radio, on my podcast. Nothing against them. I love Nine Inch Nails. I actually went to see them on their quote-unquote farewell tour because they just recently got back together. But like 4 years ago, they played like four shows at Roseland, which were like their four last shows in New York ever. And I was able to only get one ticket. So I ended up going to this show, not at Roseland. It was at Terminal 5. And I get to the show, and if you know me, if you're friends with me, you've heard this story before, but like, I get there, I see the whole entire front section, there's nobody there. It's like I could stand front row and watch Trent Reznor do his thing, front row. So I go right there, get my section, right in my spot, right there in the front. Literally a minute after I'm there, I'm like, a big smile on my face, the lights go down. As soon as the lights go down, I swear to you, there was a push to the front. Like I lost the air in my stomach. Next thing I know, like they're into their first song, which is March of the Pigs. It's this really loud, the soft song that starts off really soft but gets really loud. And next thing I know, I'm in the middle of the big center mosh pit, and like I'm getting kicked in the shins and in the face, and I'm like this little Jewish dude holding onto my glasses, like in my tight chest, hoping that they wouldn't break. You know, meanwhile I come home with like welts on my arms and I have a bump on my head. Dina thought I've been through a war. Anyway, it was just a funny story with my one brush with Nine Inch Nails. And you know what? They do put on a good show. It's just that crowd is just way too crazy. Even when I was standing in the back, I moved to the back afterwards, and it was equally like people were just. It's like lots of males trying to get their testosterone out because they can't get laid or something. I don't know. Anyway, that got me in the mood for some more grunge type music, I guess we can call it. So here's some Temple of Dog for you. Enjoy. I gotta stop saying enjoy, you know? Whatever. I promise. That's the last time ever. Enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, that's some Temple of Dogs. Say hello to heaven. I'm almost up to my hour commitment. Like I promise, I will only keep these at most in around an hour. So let's just get right to a couple more songs in. Here's a rare version of the White Stripes playing Bob Dylan's Lovesick. Enjoy. Oh God, I said it again. Fuck me. All right, that's the last time. All right, enjoy. That was a very rare recording of the White Stripes playing Lovesick, Bob Dylan's big hit from the early 90s at some point off the album Time Out of Mind, I think it was called. Anyway, that's the end of our show for today. We've reached our hour limit, so I don't want to bore you guys anymore. Thank you for listening if you made it this far. Again, we have an email address now. It's epicthepodcast@gmail.com. So feel free to say hello, give us a request, whatever you want, and you will get it. I promise. This is not just my podcast. This is your podcast. Here's one more song just to get your weekend rolling. And we will see you soon. Sooner rather than later, I guess we'll say. Because I have no idea when the next time I'm going to record one of these. But soon. Because I do enjoy it. It's like therapy, you know. Anyway. All right, people. Enjoy. Have a good weekend.